Moshimoshi! Hey everyone, it's me, Nichibi, and you're listening to Strictly Anime, an unfiltered half-hour show filled with anime recaps, predictions, favorite moments, and so much more. It's not just nonsense, it's every anime lover's favorite pastime. So let's see what happens in today's episode. Hey guys, it's me, Nichibi, and welcome back. Before we get into it, I just want to say that if you're not caught up with the animes that I will be talking about today, I advise you to stop and go catch up real quick, because if you don't, there will be some spoilers. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time. But yes, let's get into it. First of all, I just want to put this out there. It has been a crazy week since last episode, and I'm gonna just go ahead and get into it. So first of all, I want to talk about My Hero Academia. In last episode, you seen Midoriya finally, you know, defeat Jisaki, and Eddie's, her powers ends up, you know, going out of control. So thank God that Aizawa was there to remove her cork, and you know, she ended up passing out, catching a fever, things like that. So yeah, first of all, as they're on their way, as they're escorting the Jisaki and his men, the league of villains, as I should say, ends up getting stopped by Tomura and, you know, his little crew or whatnot. So Jisaki asks him, you know, are you planning on killing me? And then Tomura denies that, you know, he denies that and says that he has a better plan in mind for Jisaki, which Jisaki will, you know, unfortunately not like. So long story short, Tomura, he takes off his mask and he tells Jisaki that he hates him because he's arrogant. Mr. Compress agrees with him, and then he uses his cork to remove Jisaki's left arm from his body, revealing his new robotic arm that replaces the one that Jisaki destroyed. Tomura checks the contents of the container but sees that there are two boxes, things like that. And you know, of course, he doesn't know which ones is the finished product and which one isn't the finished product for the whole, you know, erasing the whole quirk or whatever. So Tomura, he tells Jisaki that now he's going, that he's like a hypocrite because he's noting that in Jisaki's plans, you know, he wants to erase people's quirks when him himself, you know, uses a quirk. And yeah, so he ends up touching Jisaki's arm, which ends up disintegrating. And like, now Jisaki is left with no hands. And now he can't use his quirk anymore. He's basically quirkless now. And you know, yeah, so that's like a whole thing that's going down. And yeah, so now they make their way up to the hospital, and here's the crazy thing. The doctors are surprised because Midoriya barely has any injuries, but it's only because of Eri. You know, with Midoriya's quirk, if he goes all out, he ends up hurting himself. So as he was fighting Jisaki, he was literally going all out using his quirk at full power, but thanks to Eddie's, you know, power, she was able to reverse the damage that he was doing to his body. So yeah, and you know, Aizawa, he's standing there apologizing to Midoriya, asking that he, you know, he was sorry that he couldn't be there during, you know, just an important time, things like that. Like, I wouldn't, like, come on now. You're messing with Jisaki and his crew. Or Overhaul, in case y'all don't know who Jisaki is. Overhaul and his crew, like, they don't really know about anyone's quirks. So I mean, he couldn't have been there, in my opinion. So yeah, it was kind of bad. So as Midoriya walks in there, he sees All Might. They meet All Might and his Night Eye sidekicks and recovery guards there. And unfortunately, they give him the bad news. And the news is that the wounds that Sir Night Eye suffered during the fight against Kai proved to be too serious. And unfortunately, there's nothing they can do for him. And yeah, so it was really sad. So, you know, they make their way into his room and Night Eye opens his eyes and sees All Might, remarking on how it's humorous that he finally came to see him only on his deathbed. And All Might being the person that he is, he doesn't know how to respond to that. And Midoriya, he begs Night Eye to live as Midoriya begs Night Eye to live, basically, because, you know, he's on his deathbed. He's not doing good at all whatsoever. And, you know, Night Eye finally tells All Might that he doesn't blame him at all. And he wanted him to be happy. And he's fine with All Might fighting against fate. And All Might being the person he is, the person who cares about everybody, he's telling Night Eye, you know, look, you need to fight this. You need to fight against fate as well. Because, you know, when Night Eye was fighting Overhaul and Kai, you know, he was telling them that, you know, Night Eye saw the future. He saw him and Midoriya, Deku, dying. And unfortunately, Midoriya, he ends up living. And Night Eye ends up getting severely hurt. You know, and so, like, you know, they're reminiscing on how Night Eye wants to change All Might's future where he's murdered but couldn't find any answers. But thanks to Midoriya, he found a way. Night Eye, he basically hypothesizes that everyone wishes for a better future, which changes the outcome of things. As Night Eye is laying there on his deathbed, Mirio Togata, or as Lemillion, the one who got his powers taken away from him by Overhaul when he was protecting Eri, he, you know, obviously runs into the room and he begs Night Eye not to leave. And it's really sad because, you know, he still has a lot to learn from him. And, you know, in reality, he only took Mirio as a vessel for, you know, one for all. But over time, you know, Mirio, he has such an admiration for him. And, you know, he believed in Night Eye. And Mirio ends up becoming Night Eye's most treasured, you know, student. And he's guilty because he only looked at him as a vessel for one for all. For when All Might goes out of commission, he wanted Mirio to be the one to inherit one for all. So Night Eye does indeed ends up using his, you know, his quirk one more time to look into Mirio's future, Lemillion's future. And he reassures him that he will become an outstanding hero. And unfortunately, Night Eye does end up passing away right after that. He says, he closes his eyes, he smiles, and he says goodbye to everyone. And he passes away peacefully. And his last words to them were to keep smiling, as society needs them. He needs smiles and laughs to bring about a brighter future. And it ends right there. To me, it was really sad because when you look at it, not I, he didn't really play a big role in this season. You know, we met Night Eye like, what, 2-3 episodes ago, if I'm not mistaken? More like 2 episodes ago. And we only got to see Night Eye for 2 episodes. And unfortunately, he could not change the time of fate for himself. And honestly, it's really sad because even though he wasn't like a big main character like everyone else, he still left a mark on like a lot of people, in my opinion. You know, Night Eye is those type of people here in the real world where you have those people who sit there and tell you, oh, you'll never be this, you'll never be that unless you do this or unless you do that, or you can't change your destiny, things like that. And there's actually people out here who actually, you know, do say that, who believes that, that you can't change fate. You're destined to do this and only this. So, but I mean, even though he died like a champ, in my opinion. He went out with a bang, in my personal opinion. Because even though his vision, even though his quirk allows him to see the future and to, you know, easily maneuver and maneuver and dodge, you know, attacks and stuff like that, he didn't really have much of a fighting, how should I put it? He wasn't as strong as a fighter, like everyone else with their quirks. So in my opinion, it was like 50-50. He either won or he was going to either lose. Either way, you couldn't really tell, to be honest. But unfortunately, he passed away. So I would just like to take 5 seconds in memoriam of Night Eye as we give a moment of silence. Because we lost a brave hero. Now, on to the next thing. So, I recently watched this anime called My Roommate is a Cat. Now, I know it's like an old anime. It's not something that came out this year. However, it was a pretty interesting anime. So, it's this guy named Subaru Mikazuki. He's a reclusive novelist, content to lock himself away with his writings and avoid people whenever he can. His antisocial nature is only intensified following the death of his parents. So, I mean, he was already antisocial, but like he went out every now and then. But after the death of his parents, he became even more antisocial. And Haru is a street cat walking the city and surviving day to day. While passing through a cemetery, she catches the wind of food. And the food she catches is when Subaru goes to his family's grave and he's paying his respects, and you know how they do like the little offerings? Well, yeah. Haru ends up smelling the food that he leaves there. Food left on the family grave of Subaru's family, yeah. One fated meeting later, and Subaru and this stray feline find themselves a dysfunctional new set of roommates. Between his very reduced existing social circle turning out to be made of cat lovers and the requirements for properly caring for a cat making him meet new people, Subaru finds himself giving people a second chance in spite of himself. Haru, meanwhile, needs to slowly adapt to being cared for by a human and periodically finds himself needing to take care of Subaru. So in case you guys don't know, Subaru, he's an artist. He writes books, things like that. And within doing so, not only are we watching the life of Subaru, we also get a glimpse of Haru the cat. So not only, you know, are we watching Subaru, we're also watching, we also get to know what the cat is thinking. Even though, you know, he can't communicate with the cat, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah, so not only we get in the minds of Subaru, we get in the minds of Haru, which is pretty funny. Now, the anime is pretty funny. I personally enjoyed it. I think it's like, it's not like really fast paced. It's like one of those animes that you can just sit on like a Sunday morning and watch. There's 12 episodes, if I'm not mistaken. And the anime, it's really, me personally, I've never watched an anime like that before, where I'm watching anime about this guy, and then in the next episode, you get the point of view of the cat, and what the cat's going through, and what the cat's feeling, things like that. So, I actually enjoyed it. So if I have to give it like a 1 out of 10, I'll give it 10 stars. It's a pretty good anime. Again, it's called My Roommate is a Cat. I recommend it. So if you're up to watching it, go ahead and watch it. It's really, really funny. Next, I want to talk about everything that we've been waiting for. Black freaking Clover. Now, okay. Again, if you haven't caught up to Black Clover, I suggest you stop because I'm spoiling every single thing. Okay, so in last episode, you seen Asta, you know, and Potley. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. And Potley is the elf who the demon, you know, turned into a dark elf. Yeah, they arrive at the top floor, which the devil is talking about how Potley's transformation has come undone while thinking that Asta's anti-magic will become, you know, a problem, which Asta's anti-magic has always been a problem for villains with magic. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, he's able to cut through magic, send the magic flying back. I mean, what? No, I'm gonna take, he's really strong too, so. suddenly, the million, silver million, Clover, and is this Cecere? I hope I pronounce her name right. It's S-E-C-R-E. Cecere Swallowtail bursts into the room. In case y'all don't know who Lemuel is, that is the previous Wizard King, the one that was on top of the statue that was on top of like the demon skull. The previous Wizard King, him, the one who saved the world from catastrophe when Lit turned into a demon. Yeah, in case y'all didn't know that, that was Lit who turned into a demon. But yes, they burst into the room, which the devil, he's very surprised, and he's very surprised to see Lemuel again because he thought that he killed Lemuel, which wasn't true because Cecere, she, you know, since her magic is to lock and unlock things, she basically sealed the Wizard King to keep him alive. So he's really been alive for like hundreds of years now. So yeah, as they burst into the room, you know, informs Asta because, you know, Asta's like, oh my gosh, who's this guy? And, you know, tells him, oh, that's the previous Wizard King. And that's when that's who the bird is, Nero, is the girl Cecere. Nero, I'm just gonna call her Nero. But she informs the Wizard King who Asta and Yuno are. And that's when the Wizard King and Nero, they see Lit. And they head over to him. And that's when Nero uses her magic to unseal Lit's soul. And then once Lit's soul is released, Lit thanks Lemuel for what he had done back then on killing him. So now, the leader of the elves, Lit, is finally revived. His soul is finally revived. So they head over to where Asta, Yuno, and Potley are. Lit talks with Potley about what Potley had done and hugs Potley while commenting about how even though Potley mistaking, he did help out their people. So yeah, even though he thought he was doing it all for Lit, even though the demon was just using him as a pawn, Lit doesn't, what's the word I'm looking for? Lit isn't mad at what he's done because at the end of the day, he did do it to help out his people. But he just went about it the wrong way. So yes. Now Lit and the Wizard King, they both turn to the devil and they're saying how they're finally going to settle things from 500 years ago. And yeah, now there's this big battle between Lit and the Wizard King against the devil. Uh Then after that, the Wizard King, he actually ends up then landing a blow on the devil, but the devil in return cuts off his arm, and Nero, she uses her power to restore the Wizard King's arm again. And, you know, the devil is constantly saying, oh, nothing could kill him since he has the body of a grimoire. But, you know, Asta being the person he is, he shows up and he attacks the devil. The devil thinks about how Asta's sword was able to counter his trident's ability to disintegrate anything that it touches. The devil uses his magic to force Asta away and has it rain swords at him. As Asta starts to counter the swords, Lit and the Wizard King and Yuno and Patoli show up and help him. That's when Nero then helps the Wizard King by using a spell to reattach his arm. Asta's amazed by what Nero did and comments about how he feels that he knows her. So since Asta can't sense, you know, magic and stuff like that, he knows that it's familiar, but he doesn't know that Nero is actually the girl helping the Wizard King out. So I thought that was like pretty funny. And so the devil is constantly saying all magic is worthless against him and things like that. And so the devil's like that he should speed things up. And that that's when Lit tells the devil that all their power will finish the devil off, which Lit uses his sword to absorb all of the power of the elves. After absorbing all of the power of the elves, Lit unleashes a spell that obliterates the devil's body. But unfortunately, as the others are amazed by what Lit has done, they notice that the devil's heart is still intact. The devil then uses his magic to restore his body. Asta thinks about how powerful its sword is and wonders what his sword is capable of doing. Asta decides to unleash his power and releases his anti-magic. And then the episode ends right there. I'm not going to go into much of the details because I don't, And so it's like, I'm just wondering, like, what is going to happen? So here's my predictions. I predict that with all this fighting going on and how even Lit and the previous Wizard King, they used everything that they could and still couldn't defeat the devil, and the only thing remaining was his heart. So in terms, my prediction is they basically have to destroy the heart of the devil in order to completely kill him. So I think I may or may not be wrong, but I honestly think Asta might unleash some type of power that's hidden within his anti-magic sword. That's just my opinion. I could totally be wrong, but I'm hoping that's the case, because all we've seen so far is Asta cutting magic, sending magic, flying right back at the user. What's another thing? Oh, he was able to, with the new sword, he got the one that was skinnier and a lot lighter to use than a heavy sword that he had the first time. He was able to absorb Noelle's power, because remember, when they were in a dungeon fighting against the Diamond Kingdom, Noelle ends up getting hurt. And Noelle ends up telling Asta, like, what are you doing? Why are you still standing? Why haven't you, you know, beaten him yet? And that's when Asta absorbs Noelle's power, which her power is water. And he ends up hitting the guy he was fighting in the Diamond Kingdom with. So we know that that's what the two swords does. But right now, I feel like Asta's only using maybe 50% of the anti-magic power. Because let's not forget, Asta also has a devil within him. In case y'all didn't pick that up, when Asta like first transforms his like black mode, I'm gonna call it his like dark mode, his black mode. As y'all see, the devil actually tried to take over Asta's body. But Asta being the person who he is, he wants to become the Wizard King, so he doesn't let that happen. So that's why Asta's like half and half. So Asta also has a devil within him. So we don't know what what that is really going to become. Because, I mean, what if the devil ends up doing what the other devil does with the elves, you know, manipulating them and causing all this havoc? I mean, we don't know what the devil inside Asta is, you know, capable of. All we know is that Asta's been using that power, half of that power. So I'm hoping, like, in the next episode, that maybe he uses the power, 100% of the power, and he, like, transforms or something, or he unleashes this super awesome power. Because, I mean, let's be honest, I'm kind of tired of Asta using the same powers over and over and over again. Yeah, it's cool, and we get to see him overcome, you know, his, overcome the problems that he's facing when he's fighting these people. So I really do hope that, you know, that becomes a thing. Not only that, but I'm also wondering, you know, what's gonna happen after the devil, if the devil does get defeated, what's gonna happen with the elves? Like, I'm trying to, like, picture in my mind what is going to happen with the elves. Because, like, they have been reincarnated. So, what's going to happen? How are they going to get rid of it? So, what I'm thinking is Asta's going to use his sword to get rid of the reincarnated elves. Because in the earlier episodes, you see Asta using his swords to help Luckout when he was being controlled by an elf. You know, he was able to absorb. He was able to undo the magic that reincarnated the elves. So a part of me is thinking that's what's going to happen. Asta's going to end up using his sword to set the elves free. But I have a feeling there may be some elves who might not want that. Or there may not be some elves who would, like, fully understand that and may want to stay. I just hope that doesn't happen. And another part of me is thinking Lit will finally be able to tell everyone what happens. I think that's most definitely going to happen. I think Lit is going to tell everyone what exactly happened 500 years ago. He's going to tell them that the demon used the previous Wizard King from 500 years ago, and he manipulated everybody in the kingdom. I mean, there was already some people who didn't like the elves, who didn't believe in the elves and the humans getting along, but the demon really made that happen by manipulating them. So, honestly, I don't know how this is going to turn out, because now that the Wizard King is dead, the Wizard King and in today's day and age, now that he's dead, well, we've seen him die, but I mean, we don't really know. Maybe the previous Wizard King from 500 years ago might bring him back to life. I mean, honestly, you never really freaking know what's going to happen. That's why, like, all these questions are running through my head. Okay, since the Wizard King is dead, is the previous Wizard King from 500 years ago going to revive the Wizard King now? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. And if he doesn't revive the Wizard King and the Wizard King is, like, actually, like, dead, who's going to be the next Wizard King? I mean, a lot of things is going through my head because I'm just itching to know what's going to happen. Like, these last two episodes, half of the episode has, like, well, most of the episodes have been, like, filler episodes, you know, where they just take you back on what happened 500 years ago and who the people are. And, like, it just frustrates me because I just want to know what happens. But that's what keeps you on your toes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just really trying to figure out what in the world is going to happen. Once the devil is finally defeated, what the heck is going to happen after that? What's going to become of the elves? What's going to become of the Eye of the Midnight Sun? And will there be a new enemy? I mean, we don't know. We don't know if there's going to be a new enemy or not. And that right there scares me because I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, are people
are the Knights finally going to accept Asta with his power? Like, is Asta going to move up in rank? I mean, you never know. And I'm just, like, patiently waiting. I take that back. I'm not patiently waiting. I'm waiting. But not patiently, because I really, really want to know what happens. You guys let me know what, predictions are for Black Clover, because honestly, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what's going to happen after all this is done. I mean, and I'm wondering, like, how many more episodes is it going to be? Is the season going to finally end here, or is there going to be another season? And Asta's going to go on, like, a new journey on becoming the Wizard King. Like, is this going to be just Asta becoming a Wizard King, like how with Naruto, how we traveled along a journey in Naruto's life up on how he became the Hokage? Is going to be like that with Black Clover? I mean, you never know. And oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, because I'm like, ugh. It's just so much going on right now, and my head is like full with like all these questions. And I'm questioning you guys, it says they're full of questions too. Like, what is gonna freaking happen? Where is the, what is the freaking, developers of this anime? What's gonna be the next thing that they're gonna do with Black Clover? Honestly, I hope it's like Naruto, where we get to go on a journey of his life, of him becoming the Wizard King. I hope it's something like that. And honestly, in my opinion, I think Asta and Nobuo are going to probably end up getting together. And that's just my opinion. Because, you know, we already see some form between them two. And, you know, Nobuo might not admit it, but I feel like Nobuo and Asta are probably going to get together in the end. You never know. But, yeah. That's all I'm going to talk about, because there's I know this week is going to be crazy hectic, and I can't wait to see what this week's episodes are going to be about and what's going to happen. So, oh, and I want to ask you guys another question. Ash from Pokemon, in case y'all haven't seen the new season Pokemon Pocket Monsters, Ash finally caught Dragonite. In case some of y'all didn't know, you know, Dragonite is from the first generation, so that finally happened. So my question to you guys is, what are your predictions for Black Clover? And my second question would be, if Pokemon was actually real, like here in the real world, and you actually got a Pokemon and you traveled across the country to train and things like that, who would you pick as your starter Pokemon and why? So those are my two questions for you. I will have everything in the description of this episode on where you can send your questions. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I will talk to you guys next week after I've gathered everything. So yeah, until then, the Hidden Lotus always blooms twice. Bye, guys.